Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgie Today. We had a big show for you this week. My first guest is country legend Lee Greenwood. Then from the Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White and Pat Sajak will be joining us. Actor Corbin Burnson will be here. He's done a lot of things, including L.A. Law. And then from Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison. Next hour, Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks are going to be joining us. Dirk Blocker, an actor in his own right, and of course the son of Dan Blocker. Michael Berryman, fine actor that has done a lot of things, including One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And we're going to talk about Valentine's Day with Claudia Lombana. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgie Today. I'll be right back with our first guest this first hour, country star Lee Greenwood.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Can I have it stand up next to you and it can hurt till the day? But there ain't no doubt I love this land.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie Today. And that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked, and we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There's PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the thing is this might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and so, and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this, because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans, you and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2-3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with 4 more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, "I don't know how you do it." And I said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Buddy. Give me about a week and I'll be fine."
In addition to be a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yes. That's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do in my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time, he's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM Awards, Grammy Awards, Top Male Vocalist, also, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But of course now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl. The little boy, he loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book, when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. The education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee is going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veteran. And we'll be right back with Ron Seggi today.
And I'm proud.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
That music is very recognizable from the Wheel of Fortune. Joining us on the show this portion, Vanna White and Pat Sajak. Hi, Vanna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're having a fun week down here, aren't you?
Having a ball.
Isn't this a great place?
Yes.
I still have to pinch myself in the morning thinking, do I really have to come here? This is not a job. This is great.
I know. It's wonderful. I have been having such a great time.
It's amazing. I got to tell you, when I was thinking about this on the way in today, is the amount of popularity that this show that you do has had, it never diminishes. I mean, this is a tough business, as you and I both know. And to be able to sustain such a long run, what do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I'm asked that question almost every day.
I thought that was going to be an original, too.
Who knows why something is successful? I'm just glad it is. It's just going strong.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, every place that you play when you're on location just brings in the audience.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, what's really amazing is that any business, no matter what you're in, after a while, it can be routine. You and Pat look like you're having fun at every show.
We truly are.
Yeah, I think it, yeah.
Oh, and we've given away so much money. We have money and cars. This one girl won 2 cars.
Wow.
Can you believe it? All this stuff. We're making lots of people happy.
Out of curiosity, I know that in the past you've done some dramatic things on television. Are you going to plan on doing anything like that? Or are you going to, I know you're a mother, so you know you got some different responsibilities. Are you planning on doing some other stuff?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think being a mother has shined over everything else.
You're on location a lot of late. I mean, I see you in different cities. Is it going to increase in the next year or so?
I don't think so. We normally do 4 cities a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this being in Orlando is our first city of the year of our new season. So we normally just do 4, and that gets us through the whole year.
How many shows have you done in Orlando?
We have done 10 shows.
10 shows.
2 weeks of shows,
wow,
which will be airing in September.
Is it possible to repeat these shows? I mean, is it difficult to do something that has this kind of a format where you can do a repeat if you wanted to?
You mean to come back?
No, I mean just to replay it.
Oh, sure. I'm sure that that does happen because we do have 13 weeks of reruns in the summer. So you will probably see them again.
I know you're on a real tight schedule, and this is real nice of you to come by and say hi to us. What amazes me is when I sit in the audience and watch these shows, how wide range of demographic you pull in.
Well, I'm just so thankful that everybody of all ages enjoys our show.
When Merv was alive, he came to all of them.
The last time I was watching you, where you were someplace else here in town,
yes,
he was there.
Yes.
Well, Vanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you stopping by, and the next time you're down in this area, please join us again on the show.
I certainly will.
Thank you so much. A very special guest. Very lovely, and I know that because she's right in front of me, Vanna White from the Wheel of Fortune. Now we're going to turn to the other microphone here in the studio today with the other half of this great team of Wheel of Fortune and the host of the show, who, by the way, he and I have a couple of things in common with, none other than my friend Pat Sajak. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Good to see you, Ron. You scared me when you said there was something in common. I couldn't imagine what it was.
We both have legs. We're both walking.
We're both humanoids.
Welcome to Florida.
Thanks. We used to come down here fairly regularly and tape, and it's been a few years since we've been here. First time at Universal, and it's fun. We're having a great time.
We were at the other location watching you a few times and enjoyed it, but we're glad that you're here with us. Isn't this a great place?
It is. It really is amazing what they've done here. I mean, they keep, you blink your eyes and they have a new park open. one. They keep they open one, and they're expanding the other. I don't know. Eventually, this place will be in Georgia.
I think so. It's going north. It
can't go any further south because it'll just dump off in the ocean someplace.
Pat, I was talking to Vanna before, and it's amazing to me the fact that a show has been able to sustain. I mean, even the very best of shows don't sustain the running record that Wheel of Fortune has.
It's amazing. I don't have the answer. I wish I did, because if I did, I wouldn't be hosting. I'd be out creating other shows with this magic formula. You know, it's not just that we've been on the air so long, and we have been on the air a long time. It's to have been on the air so long and still be the number one show in syndication. Yeah. And I don't say that bragging. I say it, I'm as amazed as you are. It's a strange phenomenon. Somewhere along the way, we became more than a popular show. We became part of the popular culture. And I don't exactly know how that happened or where it happened, but whether you know Wheel or not, you understand the references. If someone makes a joke about Van or buying a vowel, you know what they're talking about.
Sure.
We're on the public consciousness, and you have a big leg up on the competition when that happens.
I was talking to Chuck Woolery the other day.
And name dropper.
I just said to him, I said, boy, I said, Chuck, I says, talking about some bad career moves in your lifetime.
I think Chuck's fine with it. You know, he did the show for 7 years in daytime. He was just ready to try something else, and you know, that happens. And you can't second-guess yourself. Chuck's done fine with that, and I've seen him a few times. And I, you know, occasionally I'll say something to him like, nah, but that's, you know, nothing more than that.
I didn't mean any malice by that.
No.
I think it's common knowledge. You used to be a weatherman.
I don't think every school child in America reads
But they should be learning that in the history books.
Yeah,
that should be something that should be part of American culture.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, me and the Civil War.
You know, but when you were doing that, did you have aspirations to host a show like this? Oh, yeah, a quiz program?
No, I did not. Award? I'm not a big quiz show aficionado, and I never have been. In fact, when Merv Griffin asked me to do this show, it was his when he asked me, I wasn't all that certain it was a great... I didn't see myself in that role. You know, back then, the stereotypical game show host was the kind of, big teeth, big hair, hey, $10,000, you know, and I can't do that. Although I just did.
You did a nice job at that.
But Merv, bless his heart, he said, look, you do, you know, I like the way you do the weather, the local talk shows out in L.A., and you do what you do. And he, in all these years, has never once called me or come to me or come through an intermediary to say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you try that? He just sort of lets me do whatever it is I do. I don't exactly know what it is, but it seems to have worked okay.
I'll tell you this, and I mean, it's certainly not because you're in front of me, but you have a unique knack, which is the ability to, when you're on the air, make it sound as if you're talking to that individual. And that's a very difficult thing to do. But
yeah, I don't know what I mean, that's not a learned... I wish I could take more credit for that. I don't know what... Again, I don't know what that skill is, but it seems to have worked. I guess the highest compliment I get is I talked to... when I was starting, and I tried out for a couple of game shows years ago, producers would call me in thinking I could do that. And a lot of... They had the same criticism, which they would say... More energy, which is shorthand for do more of this. And finally, as I say, Merv gave me the chance to do it the way I do it. And now I hear about guys going out and trying out for shows, and the producers are saying, why don't you bring it down a little bit? Maybe do a little more like Sajak. So I think I've performed a public service in getting rid of that sort of stereotypical delivery.
It's been described as the best job in television.
It is. I have a family. They barely know I have a job. We tape a lot of shows at a time when we tape. I have a lot of downtime. It really is the best job. I would quit, but I'm way too rich and famous, and I have no other skills.
And you're humble.
And I'm humble.
Humble plays a big part in this thing.
And I'm sincere. If you can fake sincerity, the rest is easy.
Great shape. Anyway. How's the boating?
yes, I am a boater, as you undoubtedly know. We have a huge craft. It must be, 10, 12 feet in Maryland, where we spend part of our time. It's fun. I used to be intimidated by boating, especially docking, which is a skill that scared me. And I thought, I can't. But a couple of times I was out on the river, and I'm looking at some of these people going up and down the river who appeared to be the product of, say, 8 or 10 generations of inbreeding. And I thought, you know, they're doing it. They're docking okay. So, you know, I figure I can do it too. So now I can actually do it without injuring anyone.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it puts a real capper on a good day if you can't dock the boat.
Absolutely.
Hey, Pat, I know that you're on a very busy schedule, but I appreciate the fact that you dropped by. And we finally were able to do this face-to-face.
Yeah, we've done this on the phone a few times, and it's good to see you. You look even better in person than
you
look on the phone,
that.
I think.
Now you know why I'm on radio.
There's a compliment. We have a face for radio.
For radio. Thanks
for
continued success with the
thanks,
show. Okay, our very special guest, of course, is the host of Wheel of Fortune, the number one show on television, Pat Sajak. We'll be back with more Live Nation.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The North American Aerospace Defense Command spotted another high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeting that Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled with a U.S. F-22 successfully shooting it down. The high-altitude airborne object was shot down over the Yukon. Trudeau said he has spoken with President Biden and Canadian forces will now recover the object.
The lawyers of former President Donald Trump are expected to fight a recent subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence. Pence was subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith earlier this week for information on Trump's potential role in the 2021 Capitol riot. Now experts say Trump's lawyers will likely fight the subpoena on executive privilege grounds. The death toll from a devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake continues to rise. Turkey's president says the total now stands at 25,000. Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. And our next guest is no stranger to our show. He's been on the program so many times. Very talented actor. Ironically, though, I had his mom on the show long before he, and I also met her long before I met our guest. But she was a grand lady, lover. Of course, that was actress Jean Cooper. Joining us right now, I'm giving you a second billing now, Corbin, is her son, who's a director and the star of a new docuseries called Journey of Faith, now streaming exclusively on Pure Flick, Corbin Burnson. Hi, Corbin. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great. Really good to be back, Ron.
I always enjoyed your bomb. You know that. And I first met her in Las Vegas at the opening of The Real. And boy, what a sweetheart.
That was her second home. She was like Elvis, you know. That was her. She was. If you couldn't find her in Los Angeles, she was at Vegas.
Great lady. Congratulations on the 6-episode documentary called The Journey of Faith.
Exactly.
It's about the making of the 2010 movie Rust. This concept kind of reminds me of the show called The Offer, which is how they made The Godfather. Now you're talking about how this show was made, and it was really, the catalyst was the passing of your father, who was also in
this
business.
Correct. My dad had passed away, and I was at a point in my 50s, early 50s, and, you know, really looking at the first parent to pass, and you really start going, oh, okay, I've had my family, I've had my children, and really looking back on, you know, starting to think, like, where's my faith, where do I think my dad is, all that kind of stuff. Long story short, I wrote a film for a little small town up in a place called Kipling, up in Saskatchewan, up in Canada. And I just wanted to write a story about a guy who, and maybe it was reflective of my dad, a guy who had gone through a midlife crisis, and I didn't want to do the, you know, sort of the red Ferrari story. And I wrote a story about a guy who loses his relationship with God, if you will. And again, my dad was very spiritual in his last year, so maybe that was influencing it. Well, I didn't know that I was making a faith-based movie until word got out that I was up in a small town using all real people. They basically funded the film up there, and nobody had ever acted before in their lives. I taught them acting and everything. And the word got out, and I got a call from Sony Pictures, and they said, Corbin Burnson, you're a Christian filmmaker. I didn't know you're making a Christian film. And I went, sure am, you know? Because at that point, I was just making a movie up there about a guy who lost his way, and it just happened to be a pastor. So I thought that'd be more interesting than the red Ferrari story.
Right.
And I said, sure am. And it was the beginning of my return, my journey back to faith, if you will, in this case. And then so many things happened. And once I was sort of called a Christian filmmaker, which is very popular at the moment,
yeah,
at that moment, that's why I said, sure, why not? I just kind of let go and let God, as my mother used to say. She used to say, let go, let God. Let all things go where they will. And we turned out a wonderful little film called Rust. So many things that you could only call miracles in the middle of making this film. One miracle was to have a film crew film all of it, since I'm using all these people who've never, I've taught them acting, I've taught them what it means to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
A town of 1,100 people. We shot all of it, and lo and behold, 16 years after it, 300 hours, and turned it into Journey of Faith. My rediscovery of my faith, if you will.
Unbelievable story. And you had impossible conditions. I mean, you had limited financing. As you mentioned,
yeah,
inexperienced people, very sparse equipment, freezing weather. I saw the trailer. My
minus
God.
45 degrees. If anybody's in cold, I'm up here in upstate New York right now, and it's cold, but it was minus 45 at times.
Yeah.
And one night in particular, which I think you see toward the end of this series, when you see it all coming together, but you walk backwards. You don't walk face into that. Freezing, freezing cold. Everything that could possibly go wrong. Everything. And yet, it all turned out, we ended up with a wonderful little film, Rust, which will actually be out, I think, 2 or 3 months from now, also on Pure Flix. If anyone wants to see how it all concludes, you can watch the film. But yeah, and it's just all, it was sort of testing faith, if you will. You know, finding faith, and to a degree, is testing faith, because it's faith is that. It is a test in the worst possible situations. That is faith, to keep marching forward.
Corbin, why did you pick that little town? Why don't you pick, first of all, a sunny town?
Well, I was in Los Angeles, and I wanted to make little independent films, and I heard a guy on the radio named Kyle MacDonald had this red paperclip up in Montreal, and he wanted to trade the red paperclip all the way up to a house somewhere through these barters, and I went on and looked, it was a blog he had, and I got on and said, look, he's got 7 million people following this blog. He's already made 3 or 4 trades. He traded, you know, the paperclip for an ice cooler for this, that for a moving truck. He kept trading up, and he wanted to get his house. And I finally called him up and said, hey, Kyle MacDonald, Corbin Burnson here. I want to offer you a part in a movie. And again, this is all part of the larger journey. And he goes, yeah, Corbin Burnson, that's great. But he held on to my offer for a part in a movie all the way to the end of his trading, when this little town of Kipling, Saskatchewan, the economic development guy, wanted somebody from our town to be in this movie. And
wow,
a few little things that went hiccups backwards and forwards, but I ended up writing a movie for their town. I was so enamored with the people because they actually traded him a house, find somebody to be in a movie. It was a different movie, but so impressed was I said, I've got to write a movie for this town. And the mayor said, well, if you shot a whole movie up here, could we fund it? And I went, I'll stay an extra couple days.
Sure.
And so I ended up writing this movie for them.
I think that the weather conditions that is portrayed in this movie really makes it realistic, because mostly movies are set in nice, really nice places, okay?
Sure.
So this really is realistic from all intents and purposes. What is the thing with the red paperclip trade?
The little red paperclip basically had this idea using the internet and his blog, oneredpaperclip.com. He was going to trade it all the way up to a house, meaning I have a red paperclip, I want to trade it up for a house. So he started making these trades online, and somebody said, well, I'll give you an ice cooler for it. So they get the red paperclip, he gets the ice cooler. Now I've got an ice cooler. Who wants to trade me next? And somebody else made another trade. There were 12 trades in all that made it all the way to this town of Kipling. Now the last trade, I had made a trade at the very end. He said, let me hold on to your offer for this Hollywood movie. I said, Hollywood movie, okay. He said, let me hold on to it. I know it's going to be the one that's going to get me my house. And I have a large collection of snow globes.
Right.
This kid Kyle said to me, do you have a Kiss snow globe? And I went, no. He goes, hold on. He got the trade of a Kiss snow globe to come to me. He then gets the part in the Hollywood movie, and he offers that part in the Hollywood movie to this town of Kipling to get the house. That real red paperclip got him his house in this town. They put up a big red paperclip in honor of him. And very interestingly, the person who traded him the very first trade for that paperclip gave him back the paperclip. And he wound it into a ring and proposed to his wife.
Oh, my gosh. And that, the picture of the house, it's a nice house.
It's a nice house, yeah.
You know, you mentioned the snow globes collection. Ladies and gentlemen, when we see a collection, you got over 8,000 snow globes. We talked about this once before. Where do you keep 8,000 snow globes?
Well, since we've talked to it, it's gone up to about 9.
Oh. But,
you know, that's just, you know, I'd probably take a good therapy session. I've given so many answers over the years that, given everything from, hey, it's a cheap little collection, it was fun to track wherever you've been, to I love the little worlds inside them. Truth is, I'm doing a lot of reading now about pop art in the 60s and all that.
Sure.
I think it sort of impressed me that when I saw them all together, it was kind of pop art.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
And it is an easy collection to do. Plus, you can do it wherever you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like antique cars or something.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And I can go, I can be at an airport. I was just in an airport a couple weeks ago. And they got three of them there. I go, okay, that's great. Now I got three Hawaii snow globes.
Yeah.
So it's easy to do. It's a lot of fun. And together, it makes quite a nice visual collection.
Sure. And Amanda's good with this.
No, she's not. Okay. She hates it.
Which is another reason why you're doing it.
Another reason why I'm doing it. No, it's, I think in the next year or so, I'm trying to organize it in such a way. I'd love to display it up here where I live in upstate now,
sure.
In New York.
Sure.
And then I think I'd like to do a book of it, and then I think I might put the collection up for sale.
That's cool.
My kids don't want anything to do with it. It's not their thing.
Yeah.
It'd be great if I could get it to a museum or somewhere where it's on a permanent display.
I think it's a great idea. It's unique. It's different. You've got personality name attached to it. The TV series is called Journey of Faith.
It's the TV series.
It's
the documentary.
TV
the movie is called Rudd. Series is called Journey of Faith.
And there's 6 episodes of that docuseries, and it's exclusively streaming right now on Pure Flix. And it's
correct.
The brainchild of our guest and friend for many years on the show, Corbin Burnson. Corbin, it's always nice talking with you.
You as well.
I really admire the fact that you went into the family business. As we mentioned, your mom was an actress, your father was a talent agent and a producer. My parents were in the home improvements business, and I wanted to be a radio and television personality. I know your mom was very proud of you, and I'm sure your father was too, for following in their footsteps.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck with the movie, and you're always welcome here, my friend.
You got it, buddy.
Thank
you. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Corbin Burnson has been our guest. Of course, we know him as Arnie Becker on L.A. Law, amongst other things, where he earned several Emmy Award and Golden Globe Award nominations. And his new docuseries, Journey of Faith, is out right now, streaming on Pure Flix. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that our guest created and stars in, The Pawn Shop Store, with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now is Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, the new season of The Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now I'm 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's like 43 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? Did you go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, like I said, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at right. you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts telling you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
And like it's weird because I didn't know you had. Everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, and whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Rick, you told me one time that you are a huge history buff, especially American history, and some knowledge about American presidents, which I am a kind of student of myself. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. Everything, including the Resolute Desk. But you have a great story about George Washington.
My personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP on his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them. And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money? I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000 a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate on the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and give me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Well, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. My dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81. People in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics. But I'm always of the assumption that, you know, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again. And, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight Took me about 8 to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, I mean, people really, you know, if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it, you know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung. They risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. He could have had the most amazing life and lived in a lap of luxury, okay, but he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah, well put. Well, Rick, I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching a season number, is it 17?
Season 17, that's on right now.
17, wow. Congratulations. And I'll see you soon in Las Vegas, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. And, of course, it's Pawn Stars on the History Channel with a brand new season. And there's more to come on our show, but I do want to remind everybody, I invite you to visit our websites, which are ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. And when you get there, there is an icon that says Listen Live. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We also have another website that you may want to visit, and it's called Seggi Sings. Seggi Sings. And when you visit that site, you'll learn all about our musical tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, that wraps up our first hour of this week's show, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include Lee Greenwood from The Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White and Pat Sajak, actor Corbin Burnson, and from Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison. Next hour, a giant group. Fleetwood Mac. We'll have Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks. Dirk Blocker, who's a great actor and now has a new book out. Another actor, Michael Berryman, will be joining us. You'll recognize who he is when we bring him on the show. And then we're going to talk about Valentine's Day gifts with Claudia Lombana. And that's all coming up next with Ron Sedgie today. We'll be right back with hour number two of the show.